Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 64, Revelation Chapter 18, Verses 4 through 10, The Fall of Babylon. Verse 4 reads, "Then I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins, so that you will not receive any of her plagues. Come out from her," meaning Babylon, "my people." I believe "my people" probably is in reference to the Jews, and this might actually be the time where the Jews flee into the desert for protection. I'm speculating a bit, but that could easily be the case. "Come out from her, my people." I've heard people say New York City is Babylon, therefore Christians should move out of New York City, or New York City is there or here or whatever, and therefore needs to move out into the country. I don't think that is what this verse is saying at all. Verse 5, "For her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes. Give back to her as she has given. Pay her back double for what she has done. What you reap, you will sow." That's a scriptural principle. And in this case, if you sow bad things, you're going to reap double bad things. Verse 6, "Mix her a double portion from her own cup." So as she has dealt with the Christians, so God will deal to her, with her. "Give her as much torture and grief as the glory and luxury she gave herself." So again, what you sow, you reap, and God is giving her exactly what she has sown, but in reverse, just the opposite. "In her heart she has boasted, I sit as queen, I am not a widow, and I will never mourn." That's in reference to a woman not being able to bear children. She believes, Babylon believes, her children are the nations that she has seduced. Verse 8, "Therefore, in one day her plague will overtake her." And I believe one day is one day. "Death, mourning, and famine. She will be consumed by fire, for mighty is the Lord God who judges her." Again, if this is Antichrist bringing Babylon down, God is using Antichrist. If it is God himself miraculously bringing Babylon down, it's still God in the end bringing Babylon down. Some people in our modern way of thinking don't really believe God can exhibit such wrath, but of course we know better. Verse 9, "When the kings of the earth who committed adultery with her and shared her luxury see smoke of her burning, they will weep and mourn over her." Smoke and burning, this might well be in the very city of Babylon, the capital of the empire. Could easily sound like nuclear war. Verse 10, "Terrified at her torment, they will stand afar off and cry, Woe, woe, O great city, O Babylon, city of power. In one hour your doom has come." It doesn't take long for a nuclear weapon or two to destroy a city. That could easily be the case with the city of Babylon.